David Votter, you are an ALA rep for Kent. What do you get out of being an ALA rep? Talk to me.
I get a hell of a lot out of being an ALA rep. I'm part of a group where we all come
Does it
together.
pay well?
It doesn't pay at all, it's voluntary.
No.
Expenses. But when you're passionate about something you do, it's not about the money, is it? So for us, we are part of something. It's like a united front, isn't it? Against all the legislation, all the changes, everything that we're up against as an agent. You can all come together as one team and we share ideas as well. So we're not in competition with one another because we're per county. So I can speak with a member in Essex, rep for Essex, Cornwall, anywhere. And I might get something from them, they might get something from me to enhance our business, help us grow, and also so we're ahead of the game.
So what do you do for your members in Kent then?
So what I do twice yearly, I help organise with the events team. We organise guest speakers to come along and speak to our members. We'll have sponsors there, different kind of sponsors within the
Is that
industry.
like an evening do
Well,
or a
it can be
daytime?
evening. Yeah, mine are usually 3 till 6 p.m., so 3 hours, a little break in between, so it's not too tedious for people. We put on a nice array of sandwiches for them as well, and it's a really good event where they're getting legal updates, industry updates, and business updates. I mean, we're all facing some changes in the industry at the moment, as you know. I'm not going to talk about the tenant fee ban because we'll be here forever, but there's some changes going on in the industry, and it helps when you're all together as one group. I mean, for me, I'm a Lone Ranger at the moment. I run my own company, so I've got that to fall back on. I've got ALA as my management team, so to speak. I can fall back to them. Any questions, I use the legal helpline. I can speak to, the
Okay.
senior people there.
Okay, so apart from two meetings a year where everyone comes, into a central place,
Yeah.
what other time are you expected to put in as an ALA rep?
We have quarterly meetings where we meet with all the other reps throughout the whole country. We have the president-elect, vice president. We'll have David Cox there, the CEO. We
Oh, I
have
love
all the
him.
team. Yeah, love the guy. And we'll have everyone together where we will have meetings, discuss what's going on in the industry, what's we're up against, and ideas as us practicing letting agents can help
Okay.
give to the board and
Does
better the industry.
that indirectly help you run your own business?
To a certain degree, I'd say yes, because you're bouncing ideas all the time and you think, I mean, I always make a lot of notes and I come away and I think, I need to implement this, I need to make this changes, I need to do that. I mean, the smallest things you could say, like you need to have something listed on your website, like where you get your client money protection from. It sounds like a very small thing, but it's part of the CMP client money protection requirement. So yes, it does indirectly enhance your own business, I would say, definitely.
And does it help you with your marketing ideas, talking with like-minded people? Because obviously
Yeah.
they're going to be passionate letting
Yeah.
agents, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, no letting agent is the same, really. You have some, everybody thinks we're all the same, but we're all different. We all have different ideas, different strengths and weaknesses that we all take from each other. Like, I might meet with one rep and he says, well, do you know what? I did a landlord seminar in my area and I got all of these people in. I delivered a great seminar and they had no idea what was going on. And we've won instructions off the back of it. And you can think, well, it's a bit selfish, but the ALA rep is an unpaid role. However, we're still giving back to our other members as well. I'm always there. That's another point. All of my members in Kent can email me, can call me anytime, any questions.
Do you get many? What,
I
five or
don't get
six a
as
day?
much. No, probably 5 or 6 a month. It's not that
That's
much.
not many, is
No,
it?
when you think a
That
lot of
must be quite disappointing.
it is a bit because it's the most disappointing thing, Chris, is when ALA members will say, what's ALA done for me? What am I getting from ALA? And I use the same example of people that go to networking clubs. I'm part of a networking group and I've got so much out of it. I've won an instruction, I've helped a client, I've helped a tenant with their deposit return. They were going to be fleeced nearly £1,000. There's so much that you can do. And I just think you've got to put in to get out. Like when a lot of people say to me, oh, David, I love your website and the design and all the content you've got. It's brilliant. Guess where I got the idea from? The ALA website. Went on the ALA website, I like that, lift that, put it in my website, all of these bits, all of these tools, and I think there's so much there. I mean, you could spend, I don't know, 30 minutes a day looking at the ARDA website, and you can really educate yourself. You've got fact sheets, you've got guides, you've got legislation that's coming out, and all of these things. So I've now taken to doing a newsletter where I'm saying, right, in this quarter newsletter, we're going to talk about mandatory electrical testing. We're going to talk about client money protection.
This is for your ARLA members?
No, this is for my business alone. So what I use from ARLA, I enhance my own business with. But again, you're there for your ARLA members as a rep. But it would be nice if more members came to me for stuff. You know, some of them suffer in
maybe
silence.
You should do a monthly address on video and send it to them all.
Well, video's the way forward.
I'll take that. Good stuff. Is there anything else you would hope ARLA would change about being a rep?
Not really. I mean, the thing is, again, it's about what you put in. You know, a lot of, we're kind of like, when we do our regional meetings, we're like a warm-up act for the main event. So whether we've got, you know, the president coming on, the CEO, we've got whoever introducing the event and all the speakers, we're kind of like the warm-up, hi, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. But we can do a bit more. And, you know, we can talk about what's happening in the marketplace. It's what you want to do as the rep, you know. And
so what would you say to anyone who is an ARLA member that thinks they want to become a rep?
Do it. If you're passionate about what you do and you love being part of something where you're with like-minded people, like, I mean, I could talk about lettings for hours. So when we all get together, us reps, we just talk, work all the time, but it's great. So I would say, go for it. If you want to become an ARLA rep, go for it. For me, it was stepping out of my comfort zone a bit because I would then have to present a meeting to, say, 80 members. I mean, my last meeting in January, pre-tenant fee ban, it's one of the biggest turnouts I had. There's about 90 people in this huge room, and I'm thinking, wow. So I cracked a joke. I was like, wow, everyone's come to see me, which I thought was quite funny, a few little murmurs. But it's about stepping out your comfort zone and testing yourself. And if you're an agent like me that is passionate about what you do, then you don't mind testing yourself on a daily basis, weekly basis, whatever, because I'm always looking for the next jump. And for me, you know, I'm an ARLA rep now. Who knows, president one day, you never know.
Well done. Cheers, mate.
You're welcome.